Blog Talk Radio.
The Franciscan Friars of the Atonement present the Ave Maria Hour.
Hello, this is Father Bob Warren of the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement. Thank you for listening to this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour radio show. The Friars' popular Ave Maria Hour was first brought to the radio airwaves in 1939, recorded in New York City and on the mountainside grounds at Graymore, a home in Garrison, New York. These timeless classic stories of the Bible and the lives of the saints came to life each week through dramatic reenactment by professional actors and actresses. You know, friends, Christ once said, "Do not hide your treasure under a bushel." In saying this, he meant share your gifts, share your talents. The Friars of the Atonement feel the message in these broadcasts remains as powerful and timely as when they were originally aired, and we are so happy to be able to share them with you today. To learn more about the missions and ministries of the Friars of the Atonement, I invite you to visit our website, www.atonementfriars.org. In the meantime, sit back and enjoy this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour.
The story of Adam and Eve.
There had been a void, a nothingness. Neither was there darkness nor light. And now there was light, and there was substance. And except for God, I was one of the first to see it all. I'm called by a variety of names, most of them, to my way of thinking, really quite flattering. But I prefer to be known as Satan. And God smiled when he looked upon the world he had created, and upon all the living things he had put in it. And it came to him there was still no one single creature who should have domain over all the others, and who should care for all the things he had created. Thereupon he created a new creature from the dust. This creature he made to his own image. God breathed the breath of his own life into this new creature. The breath of God put life into this creature, man. God called the man Adam, and he told him certain things, and the man listened and repeated what God had told him.
Lord, thou hast made a garden for me to live in, and I shall have domain over all living things thou hast put here, even over the trees. And I may take the fruit of these trees and eat it, all except the fruit of one tree. And should I disobey thee and take of this fruit, I am doomed to die.
Adam would often stop before the one tree forbidden him and look at it. But never would he take its fruit, for he feared to disobey God. I watched Adam as he gathered all the beasts, the animals, the birds, and all the other creatures which lived in the garden, to give them names.
And you shall multiply yourselves all over the world. This most noble one I will call the lion. The one beside him is a female, and the two of them shall multiply their own kind. And this one I will name horse, and the one beside you is a female, and you will multiply. And this one shall be the friend of man, and I shall name him dog. And the one beside you is a female, and you shall multiply.
When all living things had a name, it came to God that it was not good for man to live alone. Thereupon he cast Adam into a deep sleep. While Adam slept, God took a rib from his body and fashioned a new creature with the rib. And when Adam awoke, he marveled at something so beautiful.
Bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh, you shall be called woman, and I will cling to you, and you to me, and we shall be one. And your name is Eve, and you are the first woman.
She was beautiful to look upon, and so was the man. For they had been divinely created and were perfect. And I craved to undo the work God had done and to spoil the perfection of the woman. So I hid myself in the garden and bided my time.
This one?
Yes, this one.
Or that one?
Or that one.
But not the one over there?
Not the one over there.
I can eat the fruit of any tree in the garden.
Except that one over there.
Why not that one?
I have told you many times.
Because God has forbidden it to us.
Yes.
But why?
It would tell us about things we shouldn't know.
What things?
I don't know. Things that are not pleasing to God.
Aren't you curious?
You have enough curiosity for both of us. You're beautiful.
How do you know that?
I look at you, and I see it.
Yes, everything we look at is beautiful. Adam?
Hmm?
There must be some things we don't see. Suppose some of these things were not beautiful. Don't laugh at me. This is what I'm trying to say. There is beauty, but what is the opposite of beauty? Why do you laugh?
But I didn't.
I thought you did.
Eve, be like me. I'm satisfied with what God has given us to see. I'm satisfied with what He wants us to know.
But I'm not like you.
You're of me.
But you're man, and I'm woman. I'm your opposite, and that's what I mean. We know what is good, but what is the opposite of good?
That's like asking what the opposite of God is.
She was curious. She was inclined to be willful. I became more and more certain I could tempt her into disobeying God.
Eve!
Over here.
Oh, I wondered where you were.
I've been swimming. I had a race with the crocodile.
Who won?
He always wins.
Every living thing was filled with a sense of harmony and love. There was no hatred. The most fearsome beast, the most fearsome reptile, had no concept of its own savagery. Or I should say it had no concept of its own potential for savagery. The crocodile, for instance, loved mankind. It was a situation that tortured me.
Are you awake?
Yes.
You are full of sanctifying grace.
What's that?
God spoke to me a little while ago.
Oh? And what did he say?
That we are filled with grace.
What is that?
His greatest gift. He has given us the means to enjoy eternal life. Do you understand?
No.
Well, sometimes we may be tempted to do something that will offend God. Now, we need strength to resist temptation. And God will give us that strength if we turn to him.
Did God say I've offended him?
No. You are pure. He loves you.
Pure. I like that word. I am pure. And you are pure.
That's right.
I'm going for another swim. Do you want to come?
All right.
If I can't race the crocodile, perhaps I can race you.
Perhaps.
Everything was perfect in the Garden of Eden. But more than just a few times, I saw the woman looking at the forbidden tree. Once she was alone, and I assumed the form of a serpent and went close to her. What a truly beautiful tree.
Oh, hello.
I too admire this tree.
It must be a very remarkable one.
Indeed.
Of course.
Has it some unusual talent?
It must have. One must not eat its fruit.
Oh?
Its fruit is forbidden us.
Really not?
Do you know what the tree is called?
I fear not.
The tree of knowledge.
Oh? I don't understand.
Oh, it's easy to understand. If one ate the fruit of this tree, one would possess forbidden knowledge.
Suppose one did possess this forbidden knowledge.
God would be angry.
If he knew. But if he didn't know, and if one did eat the fruit and then possess its knowledge...
One shouldn't talk like that.
True, very true. Still, it's something to think about.
Adam?
Hmm?
Why did God put that tree in the middle of our garden?
Hmm?
I mean, why did he put the tree of knowledge there?
He had his reasons, I suppose.
I wish I knew what they were.
In any case, God would not expose us to temptation. If we face a temptation, it's because we expose ourselves to it.
I stood by the tree today. It would have been so easy to take one of its fruit.
God was watching because I, his most hated adversary, had found a weakness, a flaw in his most perfect and beautiful creation, mankind. I'd found the weakness of the woman, her curiosity. The man called Adam was strong, but his love for the woman was even stronger. And that could make him very weak. Eve?
Oh.
What is it?
I'm dreaming. Did I wake you up?
Oh, I don't think I was asleep.
You know what I dreamed? I dreamed I had taken a fruit from the tree. Oh, Adam, it tasted so beautiful.
You think about the tree too much. And now you dream about it. It's almost as if you want to disobey him.
You mustn't say that.
Eve, it frightens me.
I can't help it.
Then pray. Pray for help.
Pray for help? For strength? Strength to resist me? I heard the man tell the woman to do this. It was something I'd never come across before, but then... I'd never before come across mankind. And so for the first time, I learned God had given man a weapon against me, prayer. The more I thought about that, the more I hated God, and the more I wanted to pit myself against him. I wanted to prevent this man and this woman from attaining heaven. I wanted them in hell. I wanted to claim their souls. But this thing of prayer, that was something that bothered me.
Eve?
Yes?
Did you do it?
Do it?
Did you pray?
Yes.
Stop it.
Adam.
Why did you say yes?
I don't know. I haven't prayed. Why did I say I had? It was wrong of me, wasn't it?
Eve, what's happening to you?
It's that tree. It's all I can think about.
Then do what I told you.
Will God be angry with me?
No. Not if you tell him you're sorry and that you won't do it again. And not if you ask him for the strength not to keep thinking about that tree.
All right.
She walked away from Adam. I saw her walking to one of their favorite spots where they so often knelt together in prayer. But this time she was alone. And I again assumed the form of a serpent, and again I approached her. Good morning.
Oh, it's you.
I was admiring the world. It is beautiful, isn't it? And to think God created all this.
Yes, it is beautiful. God is wonderful.
Yes, indeed.
I thought you didn't like him the last time I spoke with you.
Oh, I was just thinking, that's all. In fact, just now I was looking at the tree. You know the one I mean.
Yes, I know.
I was just thinking. That tree fascinates me.
It does me, too.
It does?
Oh, yes. It's all I seem to think about.
Well, it's the same with me.
It is?
But of course, we'll never know in secret.
No. I suppose not.
Is something wrong?
I feel strange, that's all. It frightens me.
Frightens?
I know what warmth is. I've always been warm. Now I'm not.
You're cold.
Cold? Is that what it is? I never felt cold before.
It's nothing.
I think I'd better go.
I've just had a thought. Would you like to hear about it?
I'm not sure.
Suppose, and I only say suppose, suppose God is afraid to let you sample the fruit of this tree.
Afraid? God afraid?
Well, it is the tree of knowledge, after all. He could be afraid that if you ate its fruit, you'd know as much as he knows, and that you'd be...
Oh, you mustn't talk like that.
Well, it was just a thought.
God said we'd die if we tasted the fruit.
I don't believe you'd die. I think that if you took a piece of this fruit and ate it, you'd be like God. Just like him, because you know all that he knows. All about good and evil. I watched her. She'd forgotten to pray. She was afraid, yes, but she was also excited and curious. Stared towards the tree and its forbidden fruit. And I moved a little closer towards it, and she slowly followed. And after a while, I curled myself into a coil and watched her. As she stood there under the branches of the tree, its fruit within easy reach of her hand.
was cold, very cold. The skies had darkened, and the sun could not be seen.
One piece, perhaps.
Just one piece. That's all.
No one need know.
Just you and I. You see, there are many kinds of fruit on this tree. That one, for instance. Most tasty looking. You might take that.
Yes.
Take it then. Take it and eat it.
I...
Come, take it. Reach out for it. Take it.
Yes, all right.
Running towards us, Adam, the man. The woman had bitten into the apple, and she was mine. I could claim her soul. And now I wanted the soul of the man, too.
Eve. What have you done?
I have taken some fruit. Taste it as I have.
Eve, you defied God.
No harm's been done.
You defied him. Disobeyed him.
He need not know. Oh, Adam, taste this fruit. Taste it.
Eve, what have you done?
Taste it. Taste it. You love me. You have always said so. Now do this for me. Share the fruit with me. Please, Adam. Please, taste it.
Disobey God because you ask me to.
No, because you love me. Adam, take this fruit. Share it with me.
Whatever your fate is, I can't let you face it alone. I must face it with you. All right. Give me the fruit.
He succumbed to the woman. He put his love for her above his love for God. It was the greatest moment of my career.
It tastes good. Adam, tell me it tastes good.
Hide from me.
Hide from you?
Listen, someone is coming. We'd both better hide.
I hear someone too.
Hide! We can't let anyone see us like this. We're naked.
What are we going to tell him?
The truth. That you begged me to eat the fruit.
It was the serpent. He tempted me.
And still you had the choice. He didn't force you to disobey God. It was the same with me. I had a choice. And I chose to sin.
Adam.
It's God.
Adam, why do you hide from me?
Lord, we are naked.
Who told you you were naked?
My adversary in heaven spoke to the first man and to the first woman, and he spoke to me too. But my work was done and could not be undone. And I watched Adam and his woman driven out of their garden by two of God's angels.
You heard what God said. We are to die. We shall have children. But in the end, we'll die. We wanted more knowledge, and we found it. We now have knowledge of evil. We know of something God did not want us to know. Sin. And we have brought sin into his beautiful world.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Sorry? So am I. And our children will be born into our sorrow, into our sin.
But there is hope for them.
That means something to you.
I'll be their mother. I want to know there is hope for them. And God promised there will be.
The Redeemer. That's what they were talking about. God had promised them that someday, somewhere, a Redeemer would come to wash away the sins of the world. Well, he did come. But not everyone believed in him. Not everyone. Oh, no. Not everyone. And there was something else. God provided man with weapons against me, the sacraments. The sacrament of baptism. Once a child or a person is baptized, I cannot claim his soul. And when a person receives the other sacraments often, his soul is lost to me. But not all people receive the sacrament. Oh, it's a long time since the original sin was committed. And mankind has been born in sin ever since. And not everyone has used the sacraments or prayer to resist me. And the fires of hell burn brightly with their souls.
I want to thank you for listening to this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour, brought to you by the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement. For over 110 years, the Friars have devoted themselves to fulfilling St. Francis' prayer, to heal wounds, to unite what has fallen apart, and to bring home those who have lost their way. We work for Christian unity and interreligious understanding. We provide respite at our retreat center at Greymore for those in need of spiritual renewal. We staff parishes throughout the world, serve as chaplains for colleges, hospitals, and prisons. We care for the ill through hospice work, ministry to those with HIV/AIDS. We also shelter the homeless and provide treatment and services for those suffering from alcoholism and drug addiction. If you would like to be included in our prayer list, participate in special St. Anthony Novenas, and or visit St. Anthony's Shrine, Greymore. Attend a retreat, learn more about our Ave Maria Hour productions, or simply make a donation to assist us in fulfilling St. Francis' prayer to help those in need. Please visit our website at atonementfriars.org or email me at avemaria@atonementfriars.org. You can write to me, Father Bob, Friars of the Atonement, Greymore, Post Office Box 300, Garrison, New York, 10524. And so, in closing, I ask for the blessing of God upon you and those you love. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may he look upon you with kindness and give you his peace. Amen.